Hey there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. I just wanted to check in on everybody because this has been a really weird few days of energy. There has been some crazy stuff going on in my world and in, you know, the world of a lot of people that I know in my Dragonfly group and, you know, in my transformation circles. Just the energy is really funky. So I just wanted to kind of talk some folks down off the ledge and try to explain some of what I understand to be going on. It really appears that people are being triggered like crazy from, you know, their place of wounding and from their traumas and from, you know, just childhood issues and stuff, because they're acting out like crazy and not listening to people and running old stories in their head and, you know, picking and choosing details and the truth and just lashing out. I'm just seeing it come in so many different directions for so many people. So if you're experiencing that, like people lashing out at you, it's super important right now to remember that that is their energy. That is their work to do. When they're triggered, it's up to them to start doing, you know, the shadow work and the subconscious work that it takes to understand those stories and those traumas and to dig deep and figure out why they keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and why they keep, you know, running the same victim story and the same, you know, you don't like me story, or, you know, whatever it is, just that original wounding or two or three that, you know, so many people stay stuck in. And why it's important to do the work to find those shadow things that run you, besides the fact that, you know, you're trying to run your life through a cracked lens, basically. If your focus is a lens of trauma response, you've got a cracked, blurry lens that you're trying to see the world through. You've got this heaviness that you're trying to think and feel and create and manifest through. So just energetically, you're bogged down and you just stay stuck in this rut of a pattern, doing the same thing over and over and over. And one of my teachers, Susie Batiz, is so good at saying, you know, if something occurs in your life three times or more, that's a pattern, and it is time to harvest what is underneath that pattern. And you've got to dig deep. You've got to do the heavy work to learn to be accountable for, you know, lashing out at people, especially if it's people that have been really good to you, and all of a sudden something shifts in you and you decide to create this story about them and lash out like crazy. I mean, that doesn't serve you to continue to show up in the world that way. And the other reason that it's important is, you know, if you're here listening to me, you're an empath or an intuitive or a highly sensitive person. So you understand energy and how it works. You know when something feels heavy and dissonant and gross and, you know, I don't like to use the word toxic, but toxic can apply. So you know when something feels that way. And yes, you can manifest things through that broken lens of dysfunction, through those wounding patterns, through that lens of, you know, of self-sabotage and darkness that that is your trauma response. But if you work to clear those things and you dig deep and you harvest, pardon my French, but you harvest through that shit that's under there and you dig out the very bottom of that pit of, you know, why you're bad with money, why you have the same relationship issues that you have, why you keep marrying the same type of person, why, for me, why I keep drawing really broken people to me. I have an ancient story that I'm not safe in the world. So I manifest, even though it's better and I've done a lot of work on it, I am still manifesting people that sort of threaten my safety where I live. Because, you know, if that ancient story is running in my operating system, you know, of my subconscious, that I'm not safe, I keep drawing, you know, evidence of me not being safe. And it's playing out right now with a couple of neighbors in my Airstream park. So it's interesting. So I've got to go back and dig deeper and see what's underneath what I've already uncovered. And healing and, you know, doing this transformation work is like peeling away, you know, layers of an onion. Like when you peel an onion, some of it's gonna make you really cry. But you keep peeling and you keep going and you keep peeling back layer after layer after layer until you get to, you know, the cocktail onion size of what that trauma response is. And, you know, then you can learn, then you can manage it, then you can handle the energy of it and learn to take a deep breath and that's where I am now. Like, I got just a couple of bizarre things happened this last week with two different neighbors, and it's the damnedest thing, but I'm super proud because I've gotten to the point where I don't show up to every argument I'm invited to anymore. I know now, it's very different from how I used to respond. I have learned now enough self-love and enough of what triggers me to settle myself down, to take a deep breath, to anchor myself energetically, and to not respond from a place of trauma. Not lash out, not take it personally, not assume, you know, oh my God, they don't like me, and go back into all these old stories. But I don't fight back anymore. And I used to over-explain, and oh my God, I've got to work this out, and I've got to fix it, I've got to make this okay, like, oh, this can't be happening, like, oh, you know, that codependent thing. I'm not doing that anymore either. I literally have had two super bizarre things happen, and I stood my ground, I explained myself calmly, I explained my intention, did it with some love in my heart, and a lot of peace, and I didn't take the crap. But I also didn't push back, I didn't resist, and I didn't lash out. And I'm super proud of it. And because of that, the weird energy that was coming from them, my direction, shifted really fast. Like, it kind of just washed off me like a duck. That's why you do the subconscious trauma shadow work. Because if the old me had, you know, been, let's say, attacked, that's... Oh, that's an extreme word, but just to make an explanation so it's easy to understand. You know, if in the past, if I was attacked in, you know, in any way or anything that was even perceived as an attack, I would have just energetically just felt this almost like I was electrocuted inside. It was such a hit to my solar plexus chakra. And this happened a few times. I literally felt like I was struck by lightning. It was such an energetic and psychic attack is what it felt like from some different people at different times. And boy, you know, that would knock me down and it would make me sick for a few days and I would be exhausted and I would cry about it and be emotional and I didn't know, you know, and then I would kick into a victim story and, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me, you know, and all that. Well, you know, I could have perceived both of these things that have happened this last week with these two neighbors that way. But I chose not to. I've done so much work that I have shifted to a much higher vibration and a much happier place and a place of self-love where, you know, I'm not going to take that from somebody, but I'm also not going to shame or minimize or fight back or lash out at them, because I can see that they're absolutely both speaking from a very wounded place and have not done the work that they need to do or could do, you know, to shift out of their trauma response. So I was really proud that I could actually look at them both, you know, while standing my ground and taking a deep breath and going, okay, dude, you know, don't go Irish. That's the old you. You don't need to do that. But I could have some compassion for them even as it was happening. And that really felt good. That was a real eye-opener and made me, you know, super proud. It's just like another badge of honor, you know, in my transformational journey. But another teacher of mine that I've talked to about both of these things that I'm referring to, you know, basically said, you don't need to send them, you know, lots of love and good energy and all that. That's kind of a codependent energy thing too. So I'm just sort of blessing and releasing both of them. I'm wishing them the best. I will be pleasant with them, but I'm just sort of going to empty out, withdraw my energy, pull back my attention, and just keep myself open for something higher and better to come in and, you know, fill the space that those old stories of mine used to fill. You know, and I'm not going to allow people that are not happy campers to shake me anymore. It's just not worth it. I treasure my high vibe, joyful, peaceful, calm life way too much. I've worked way too hard to cultivate it. And so that just feels like, you know, energy alchemy to me. That just, it feels like I'm in graduate school, you know, in my transformation. And I'm so excited. Like I'm super proud of that. And so I just got back from my parents. I spent, you know, 24 hours with them and we had a great time. We just keep having a good time together and it's peaceful. And the energy that used to be there of conflict and angst and victimhood and all that stuff has just literally evaporated. And it's me. It's me that's changed. I did the work. I did the shifting. I did the changing. I cultivated self-love and put down all the old stories that had been running me about the ways things should be in my family and it should be differently and it, if only it were this way and oh my God, why isn't it? All that stuff that, you know, they're just stories. And I've learned to just love what is. And I never thought that was possible. Especially for me. I would hear people say, love what is. And I'm like, oh, that's so easy. I have, you know, have this whole love what is, but, you know, except for that. Well, you can't love bankruptcy. Love what is except for bankruptcy. Well, love what is except for, you know, people being mean to you. But the point is, just allow what's going on to happen around you. Flow with it. Be peaceful as it's happening. Manage your energy so that you can listen to the whisper of your intuition when you're still and peaceful and quiet in that moment, and you can make the best and highest choice for what needs to be done in that situation, that next step that needs to be taken to get you out of any of those situations. So it's not that you know, love bankruptcy, but you have to stop resisting it and just relax into the fact that this is where I am right now. This is what's happened as a result of, you know, all these issues that occurred in my life. And again, the bigger perspective is, spiritually, I do believe I chose my life path. We pick the path we want to go on. So why would I pick this movie, this path of my life, and then argue with it, and then fight it? If my soul picked it to teach me the lessons I need to learn, the reasons I wanted to come here, why would I resist and fight what's happening? Why would I not just settle into it and from a peaceful, high vibration place, learn to love myself enough to get the lesson and then heal and grow and shift and alchemize, you know, the next layer, the next level of my life from a much higher place. That's how this all works. So it's not that you love, you know, being homeless or love being in a horrible relationship with your spouse. You don't have to love it, but you have to allow it to be what it is. Get calm and still enough in yourself to get clear on what steps need to be taken to get out of it. And, you know, and then you need to take action. But you can't resist, and you can't push back, and you can't stay a victim of all these things, because then you just don't get the lesson, you know, that you set up for yourself. So, all that being said, the energy is so crazy right now, and all these, I mean, I know I've said it before, it just feels like all these people are running around like toddlers on crack, just really acting out and just saying the craziest things to people, and not listening, and not taking apologies, and not, you know, not letting someone else explain themselves, and just literally acting, I don't know, acting like cavemen or something. It's crazy. So if that's happening around you, a couple of things you can do, and I've talked about this in past podcasts, literally visualize a mirror between you and the person that is hurling that kind of funky energy your direction. Because it's their stuff. It's their deal. Let it bounce back to them. They're the one that needs to process it. They're the one that, you know, they're carrying all that around. They need to look at it and deal with it themselves. You do not, as an empath or a sensitive person, have to take that on. And we're pretty porous until we learn how not to be. So, you know, if you're around someone who's always high drama, or is a victim, or is a complainer, or does, you know, toxic things, or watches toxic stuff on TV, or just, you know, is constantly feeding drama, because, I mean, you can be addicted to drama and chaos, y'all. I grew up in a family of such high drama, intense chaos, crazy mood swings, volatility, violence and trauma. I mean, just so I was addicted to chaos. That it's all I knew. And so that, you know, my trauma response is to try to fix all of it, try to fix it and clean it up, or it used to be. Well, now, you know, I'm not doing it anymore. I learned that lesson. So, you know, if you are around somebody that hasn't learned that lesson, don't play cleanup for them. You're not doing them a favor by cleaning it up. You actually are doing them a disservice. And this is important to hear. You're attempting to clean up someone else's trauma mess is doing their soul a disservice. They came here to learn the lesson, and you getting in the middle of it and trying to fix and heal and change it all will not let them learn that lesson. They will not be on their soul's path if you get in the way. So you can love them, you can support them, you can do what you need to do, but it's not your job to fix it. It's not your job to, you know, manage all their energy and solve all their problems. It's your job to love them and hold space for them and, you know, lead them to the tools that they need to learn to heal those traumas and find a place of self-love. Because, you know, we all feel these crazy emotions. And here's the other thing. If you're the one running around and acting out like a crazy person right now, because we all do it. You know, there have been times I will just look at myself and go, what are you even saying? Like, what just came out of your mouth? That, what is this story that you're telling? You know, so you have to stop yourself. You have to check yourself at the door if you're able to. You know, if you're self-aware enough, if you can step out of your mind and your body for a minute and look from a spiritual place, you can look at yourself and go, oops. But what you can't do is beat yourself up about it. If you have a flare of rage, you're gonna have it. Let it come up. But this is where I've said in the past, let it come up, let it bubble up, be a screen door, and just let it blow through you. You're gonna have the rage, you're gonna have the sadness, you're gonna have the depression, you're gonna have all the emotions if you let yourself, because they're in there. We get triggered. I don't care how evolved you are or how much work you've done, you get triggered. But it's what you do about it when you get triggered that matters. So let it bubble up. Let the rage come to the surface, breathe into it and let it flow out. Just don't act out on it. Like, don't take it out on somebody, a person or an animal or an object, or, you know, don't take it out on something. I always tell my clients, if you got rage in you, for years, this is a tool that I used, get a Nerf bat and a pillow and go in a closet or a really quiet place by yourself and scream yourself silly and beat the living hell out of that pillow with a Nerf bat. Oh my God, y'all, it feels good. And it moves that energy through, because that energy is there. If you've spent your whole life stuffing it, that rage, it's there and it's bubbling under the surface. And people feel it in you. Even like this one neighbor that came over last week, banging on my door and knocking stuff off and, you know, just being crazy. He was smiling at me with this crazy grimace smile and, you know, acting like he was so in control of himself. But hello, what do I do for a living? I'm an intuitive who feels energy. So I could just, the rage simmering under that fake smile of his was so palpable. So people can feel it. They'll feel the disconnect. So you might as well let those emotions come up, but honor them. Do what it takes to let them move through. Like, what was that Holly Hunter movie where she was a producer and she would take the phone off the hook once a day for 20 minutes and she would just sob. She would just let herself cry it out. It was one of my favorite scenes in the movie because she just gave herself permission to let all that nervous energy and all that sadness and all that stuff, you know, from her stressful career just bubble up. She honored it. She sat there with it. She cried it out, cleaned herself up, put the phone back on the hook, and went back to work. That's what you have to do. So if you're the one having these intense emotions and being triggered, let them come up and do not beat yourself up about feeling these things. This stuff has got to come out of you. We have, you know, men especially have been taught to stuff that stuff, and women have too. So all this stuff is coming up right now to be looked at and healed. But where it's not okay is if all this stuff is bubbling up, you're stuffing it, you're making up stories about people, you're acting out, and you're alienating folks right and left. You know, you're going to have to look at that at some point, because if that's a constant in your life, you know, and you've got these consistent patterns, you need to do something about it. You deserve to treat yourself better and learn to do the hard work that it takes to fix that, because it's fixable. It's not easy, but oh my God, it's worth it. But all that being said, you know, there's just a lot going on right now. So when the energy is crazy like this, like I said, hold a mirror up, bounce the energy back at people. I've jokingly said before, but I do it. Imagine that you've got Wonder Woman bracelets on, and while people are just spewing craziness at you, that you're just like, wow. Just go pew, 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 pew with your Wonder Woman bracelets. Just bounce in your brain that crazy energy back their way. Let them have it back. Visualize being a duck. Let it roll off of you. Imagine you're coated in Teflon. Let it roll off of you that way. And if you get a lot of that in your day, or have one of those weird psychic attack things, that like electrocution things like I get sometimes, really be sure to drink a whole lot of water, because that will help the energy and the electricity of all of it move through your body more. You'll flush it out. Move your body. It's like jump on a mini tramp, go for a walk, hug a tree, sit under a tree, lean into it, hug it. Trees will neutralize you. It's crazy, but it's true. And Epsom salts, I'm talking about it all the time, but an Epsom salt bath or an Epsom salt foot soak, anytime you were, you know, dealing with crazy energy, whether it's your own or somebody else's, it will help move that energy through. I don't know why it does, but you've got to move your body. You've got to let the energy of the emotions flow through, because emotions are just energy in motion. That's what they are. So let them move through. Just be conscious of how you let them move through, because that's your superpower. When you get to the place where you feel rage bubbling up and you know how to breathe into it and you can alchemize it and just let it out without acting it out, holy cow, you get a new level of self-love that you didn't even realize you could do. So all that, you know, just wanted to throw it out there for you guys, because there's I don't know what's happening in the world, but there's some nuttiness going on. So just take extra good care of yourself. And if you are the one acting out, reach out to someone, because I've mentioned it before, but I've worked with a trauma therapist for my complex PTSD, and he's an energy worker too. But we've done EMDR, and it has shifted some stuff in me really quickly. Like, I spent some time deep diving and harvesting the topics and the thought processes and the events that basically I had issues with. But he helped me shift out of those trauma responses super fast. So there's all kinds of ways that you can move through this stuff and learn to harvest it. And I would love, reach out to me on Instagram if I can help you in any way, point you towards a modality or, work with you in a session. But I'll be glad to share what I know, because I am a completely different person than I was a year ago, because for the last 25 to 30 years, I have been doing varying forms of transformation work, just hoping to come out on the other side and get clear and become the master of my own energy and emotions. And I'm finally there. So I have to give back. Like, I can't be in this place of self-awareness and joy and not share it. I just have to share the tools that got me here. That's our job as light workers. I'm going to shine my light really bright, because a lot of you are sitting in the dark, and I don't want you to be in the dark. So if you want to come sit by me in my light, holler. I'm here for you. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. I hope it's helpful. A little different than some episodes, but it just seemed important to come on and say. So I love you guys. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey, I wanted to pop back in and apologize. I did not realize till I listened to this back that the air conditioner was so loud in the Airstream. It's April 9th as I record this, and it is almost 100 degrees today in Austin. It was crazy. It's not supposed to be this hot yet, so I just wasn't thinking, but I didn't want to miss recording an episode for you guys, and I don't have time to re-record. So this is where Miss Type A Perfectionist Codependent, who always had to do everything perfectly, is allowing this to just be messy and be what it is. So there is some white noise, and I don't have time to scrub it, even if I knew how to, because between you and I don't know how to. That's one of the things I still need to learn. But thank you for letting me be messy, and for listening along anyway, and for loving me despite some of my technical and quality control issues. It's my heart that counts, I suppose, but I will improve the quality of stuff as we go, and I'll be more aware of the air conditioner from here on out. But thanks again for listening and for loving me, messy and all. See you guys next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @Airstream_Oracle, or you can email me at hello@ShannonPinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on, read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.